How do you influence people in agriculture? To some, it may seem like an odd question. However, the answer is one this CEO thinks is paramount to his company and how folks in agriculture can better connect with the world around them. The American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Get year-end deals at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Donnie Smith says one of the most important leadership lessons he ever learned came from longtime Tyson mentor, Buddy Ray.
It's how to influence beyond your span of control. Think about it. If you've got 10, 15, 20 team members that work for you, you know, you can kind of get them to do pretty much whatever you need them to do. I mean, obviously within moral, legal, ethical boundaries. But, hey, go do this, and if you don't do that, they kind of know they're not going to be around long, right?
But the next step sets great leaders apart from others.
The real key to effective leadership on a larger scale is how do you influence people that don't work for you?
That influence affects his job at Tyson Foods every day.
Think about my job. A lot of my constituencies are our customers. I can't control our customers. Now, I can influence them, but I can't control them. Shareholders in our business, right? Big investors and analysts. I can't control how they invest their money, but I need to be able to influence them, and I need to be able to clearly articulate where we're heading so they can make a decision.
The approach makes things run smoother when dealing with a large integrated company such as Tyson.
It's really about being able to build relationships, by the way, by connecting with people, by being very transparent, very authentic, a person they learn to easily trust, and then just plain and simple talk about what you think, why you think it, how you think to get the best outcome.
Of course, that can be easier said than done. But it's an approach that took Donnie from an entry-level position straight out of college to CEO at Tyson Foods. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Springdale, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.